on here.
Hi there, Fernando. Thank you so much for holding, sir. Happy Thursday. How's your day going so far?
So far, so good.
Good, good. And it's a pleasure speaking with you. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. Kara wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service, you know, how it works, what's included, answer any questions that you have. And then also because officially the business is quite young, she did want me to apply that new in-business rate and make it even more affordable for you. Now, I think you're going to love our service because no matter how many calls you get, no matter how many jobs you do, it is a flat rate. And you're not paying for leads. You're not chasing down the same lead that your competitors are chasing down. You're not dealing with the same potential customer who's expecting multiple phone calls, multiple bids, and might just be looking for estimates for something down the road. You'll get calls directly from someone who will have seen a website for you before they even picked up the phone to call you. Now, you use Google yourself, right? You're probably familiar with that local map, that PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page, right? Of course. I mean, it's kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't necessarily know who to call. And for you, especially being that Epony Restoration is a very young company, that's powerful. I mean, you know, no offense, but you just haven't been around long enough for traditional word of mouth to be much of a factor. Google, though, is the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet. It's where we all go when we don't know who to call. And every new customer that finds you online does become someone who can use your services down the road for a different project and recommend you to their friends and family. So it's really going to help you to grow your client base. And of course, that's what it's all about, letting people know that you are in the area. I know you've got years of experience kind of flying under the radar, getting your company out there in a website so that people can call you. That's going to take your business to the next level. Again, you're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. And of course, I mean, since you use Google yourself, you know you won't be the only company that pops up when someone is looking for your services. And not everyone will decide to call you, Fernando, but that's okay. In fact, I think it's a good thing. You're not going to get a bunch of random phone calls from people looking for estimates, trying to find the cheapest guy. Like I said, we are going to build a .com website for you, Google compliant, mobile optimized, conversion driven. That way the people that call you will have had a chance to make an informed, educated decision, a choice to dial your number. By the time they start calling you, it's because they are hoping you're available to do the job. So it's a very high conversion rate with the calls that you get. Again, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month. It's the same flat rate. Now, being a young company, you qualify for reduced pricing. Now, I've already sent a message over to my supervisor to see if I can get a website included at no additional cost. And then the business is officially just a few months old. We don't expect you to already have a website. Of course, our ultimate job, Fernando, is not just to list you on the first page of Google. It's to make sure that people have the reasons to call you. We want your phone to ring. We want you to get those jobs. So we know that a website's going to be a big part of your success. So I am requesting that we include that website at no additional cost, which would actually mean that we would build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. Now, as far as the pricing goes, you absolutely qualify for the new in business rate, which is by far the lowest rate that we offer to the public. It's not an introductory rate either. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. It's a fixed flat rate. No matter how long you keep the service, that reduced rate stays with you. And again, it is month to month. It's not just for Google. Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, even Facebook paid ads and a social media campaign. So it's a comprehensive package to make sure that F&E restoration is one of the options that people can see as long as they're in your service area. Now, what I'd be able to do here would be to take 50% off the normal cost of the service and reduce it down from what would have normally been $599 a month to just $299. That $299 would be the exact amount. And of course, that social media campaign is included as well. Now, I'm sure you'd have questions for me, but at least on the surface, being that it's a flat rate with calls coming directly to you, I mean, especially if I could get that website included, I'm sure that's something that you would want for your business, right?
Yeah, but I don't know, 300, it sounds, I don't want to, go up too fast either. So 300 a month on the sounds.
Well, you know, it's not, I got it. I mean, I get it. But I mean, you know, we're talking about, you know, the kind of greater San Antonio metro area. I mean, I could take $100 off if I got rid of the Facebook ads, but the Facebook ads are going to be a real powerful conversion tool, powerful kind of bang for your buck, value-added service. Now, normally it's $599. I mean, that's listed on our website for the Platinum Package. You'd be saving $300. You'd be saving 50%. But even though I'm reducing the cost of that package, the $100 of Facebook ads are not reduced. So, I mean, Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents per click. $100 built into that $299, that's 400 clicks from people in your service area who may not at that exact moment be trying to find someone to call, but they've got a project in the back of their head. When they see that custom website that we'll build for you, you know, they'll want to pick up the phone to call you. Now, I get it. I mean, obviously, you're a young company, and there's a good reason why our new business rate is the lowest rate that we offer typically to the public. We want to make it affordable for you. We know your advertising dollars are not growing on a tree in the backyard, but the return on investment is always the most important part of that ROI equation. If you're spending a dollar on something worth a dime, you're still overpaying, but if it's $1,000 and it generates $10,000 in revenue for you, then, I mean, it's worth doing too, right? Now, the only thing that I've got in my system that's lower than that new business rate that would still keep the Facebook ads in play, which I think would be important for you. I mean, we do have a friends and family rate. It's typically reserved for friends and family of employees, and I wouldn't tell my boss that you're my cousin or I've known you since high school or something like that. I don't think that I would need to. I would simply tell them that you are a young company. You're trying to make it as a new business on your own instead of, you know, flying under the radar, and you want to make it an official company. I'll also tell them that you're using Angie Leads. Now, I mean, obviously, when you're paying $60, $80, or even over $100 per lead, I mean, that gets pricey quick, right? Especially if they're not turning into jobs for you. So I don't think I'd be asking you really to dig deeper into your pockets for additional advertising dollars. I mean, obviously, if you're not spending that money on leads, you could spend it on this. It would go a lot farther. You'd reach a lot more people. The friends and family rate is $249, okay? Not only does it drop the cost of your service even from the reduced rate for a young company, it also would waive the setup fee. There's normally a setup fee. I mean, there's a lot of content that we have to create for you. I mean, keep in mind, you know, in any given week, I might sell one or two websites for $300 or $400, right? Because the website's important, and people are willing to pay good money for a good website, right? But I'm trying to get your website included, right? So if I can even do $249 on top of that, I mean, we wouldn't even be breaking even. Here's my promise to you, right? $249 doesn't cover our costs, right? Especially with the website and $100 of Facebook ads included and all the content we have to build out for you and maintain every single month. We'd have to earn your business for like 3 or 4 months just for it to make sense for us, right? I wouldn't even offer the service below what it cost us to provide in that first month if I didn't already know you would keep the service. You'd probably stop using Angie's and never look back, right? I mean, this would put you where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made in a competitive industry in a big city. We've been doing this since 2004. I've been with the company myself for over 11 years. As a company, though, we've got clients that have been with us even longer than I have, 12, 14, 16, 18 years. It's month to month, and you wouldn't keep the service if it didn't work. So, I mean, it is a position that we're actively filling. So it is my job to try to make it affordable for you and see if we can move forward with F&E restoration. Fernando, if I could, in fact, reduce your cost down to $249 a month. Still keep those Facebook ads in play, those 400 clicks that you can get from people in your area that would also want to call you. Keep you on the first page of Google and Bing, and possibly even include the website. I mean, that's got to be more than fair enough for you to give us the opportunity to get that going for you and kind of prove it to you 1 month at a time, right?
Yeah, it's definitely something. I mean, don't get me wrong, it sounds interesting and it sounds, you know, sounds like a, you know, too good to be true, but
well, let me do this. Let me send you, I just started
with Angie's List. If you could send me, I guess if you want to send me a breakdown, and
that's what I'm worried about, to be honest with you. Now, I know it's been about, what, 5-6 years now that it's been Angie Leads, which is kind of the combination of Home Advisor and Angie's List. Before that, it was Home Advisor. Before that, it was Service Magic. Same company. They change ownership. They change branding, but they don't change their business model, which is to capture leads from Google and then flip them. You know, they kind of sell and resell the same lead to businesses and their competitors. Angie's or Home Advisor, whatever they want to call themselves, they have historically been one of Google's biggest customers. They spend every single month between $2 and $3 million on Google advertising. They're willing to do that. I mean, it covers the whole country, obviously, and all the industries they generate leads for, but they always make that $2 to $3 million back every month because they capture leads and they sell and resell leads to businesses and their competitors, right? So if you're paying for a lead and 4 or 5 or 6 of your competitors are also paying for that same lead, I mean, it doesn't always work out, right? I mean, obviously you want to get a job out of at least every handful of leads, but if you're getting the same lead that 8 other guys are getting, I mean, the math just doesn't work out, especially when nobody gets the job almost half the time. Most of the time, the reason people use a service like Angie's is because they know they'll get multiple bids. Sometimes they're just looking to find the cheapest guy and hire somebody. Sometimes they're not looking to hire anybody. They just want to know how much it will cost so they can start saving up for it and maybe try to hire someone down the road. They don't even necessarily know that business owners are paying good money for those leads. But you have to come out of pocket every single time, whether you get the job or not, whether you talk to somebody or not. And, I mean, I've heard a lot of people, a lot of business owners, whether it's Thumbtack, Networks, Craftjack, or especially if it's Angie's, say that they're throwing good money after bad, that they're trying to get one job to make the money back on all the leads that they've already spent. I wouldn't want you to be one of those guys that chase that rabbit too far down the hole. You don't have to stop using Angie's. Don't get me wrong. There's no direct conflict with using a lead-based service and being listed on that first page. What I would tell you, though, is what my clients tell me, the ones that have a lead service, whether it is the one that you've got or one of those others that I mentioned. Most of my clients prefer to get direct phone calls. I think every business owner would prefer to get their phone ringing and have someone on the other end asking about their services versus, you know, chasing down a lead that might not even answer the phone, right? So even my clients that have success and experience with their lead service are more than happy to scale back on those leads, keep them paused, cap them at a lower amount, or even shut their lead service off altogether, right? I don't think you'd be taking this call or talking to Tara before you spoke with me if you were hitting home runs with Angie's or if you had even high hopes for its success, right? I sent you a link. I sent you a link to our pricing page. Can you open it if you haven't already?
Yeah, I opened it already. I was looking at it while you were talking. Yeah, I see it here. I was also looking up the company.
So below that blue tinted picture, so halfway down, it says Google Ads Partner. There's a box that says Google Partner with a colorful G inside it. You can click anywhere on that box. It's not copy and pasted off of the internet. If it were a dead link, that'd be a red flag, but it goes directly to Google because it's our official badge of authenticity provided to us by Google. And it goes to google.com/partner. Right on Google's website, you can see local splashes of Google Partner. Google maintains a handful of channel partners. We are one of them, to provide professional management of these types of services. They want businesses to be successful with their Google advertising. Now, what that means is we get our training and our updates directly from Google. If they make a change to their Mapper Pack algorithm, they tell us ahead of time. So that means you'll always have the right content online. You'll always be ahead of your competitors and get those phone calls. We are talking about the Platinum package, right? I think it's the best package for the needs of your business and your service area. I would upgrade that optimized, $249, not $599.
But that's just a setup. And then, after, like, next month, it would be $599, or how does that work?
So that's a great question. Now, even at $299, which is where I started it, that's our new in business rate. Our new business rate for businesses that are less than a year old cuts the cost of any package in half. We look to make it up in the long term, you know, by keeping you a satisfied client. But like I said, we're willing to provide our service below what it costs us to provide, okay? So if I can get the friends and family rate approved, it takes that $299 down to $249, and it waives your setup fee, okay? So you'd actually be saving $650 in your first month alone. It would be $249 as an out-the-door cost. Now, honestly, we would need to keep you as a satisfied client for many months, but that's how we've been able to keep our doors open for almost 20 years. You probably saw above it says 19 years of industry experience. We started in 2004.
Okay, and then the next month, would it go to $599, or?
That's a great question. So it's not an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. We're not the cable company, right? We're not going to give you a promo and then switch it later on. It would be exactly $249, no matter how long you keep the service, even if you become an established business. Even if we raise our prices down the road, you'd still be looking at exactly $249 on a month-to-month basis. So, of course, month-to-month, no contract, completely at will. You can opt out at any time. No questions asked, no fees involved.
So does this one come with the... Does this one come with the website? How would y'all create the website?
So,
y'all just kind of push, you grab my Google page and you just push it on the front.
That's part of it. You can see about halfway down on the Platinum package, it says optimized landing page. Now, the Platinum package comes with a website, but it's like a one-page website. What I asked for at the beginning of the call was to upgrade it to the optimized website that you see on some of those other packages. If you were to tell me, hey, I've got 5 crews, I go 100 miles, then we'd be looking at one of those other packages. But what I'm hoping I can get is the optimized custom website for you, not just a one-page website, but multiple pages, multiple tabs, because, again, it's all about success. And we know that a lot of potential customers do want to look at a nice-looking website, right? So I'd be hoping I can upgrade your landing page to a custom website for you. One of the things that some of our clients like, and I would say the vast majority, maybe at least 70% of our clients, love the fact that when we do websites, we build them, host, maintain, and update at no additional cost. So we can always add new photos, we can make changes, make updates. Some of our clients love the website editor tool that you would have available to you as part of your tracking system. Some of our clients do like to add their own photos or make additional changes or put in a special, a promo, a holiday special, or senior military discount, or, you know, a specific service. You can do that too through your tracking system. Now, the tracking system is, of course, meant to show you exactly how much work you're getting and where it's coming from. You would also see the work that we're doing, all of the different directories that we create. Very detailed reporting that update in near real time. I mean, it does update several times throughout the day. So you have 24/7 access to your tracking system, always very up-to-date information about how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, if people found you from the paid ads, the local map, individual directories, or from your website. Now, most of the time, you simply will get direct phone calls, Fernando. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Customers will be calling your number directly. Now, the website that we build will also have a contact form, so they can tell you where they are located, what they want to have done, when they would want you to come out. When they fill out that form, you get a text message as well as an email. So you always know right away when someone is trying to contact you, and whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they type into that form repopulates on your tracking system, so you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, even who to follow up with, okay? Now, did you have any other questions, though?
No, not at the moment.
Okay. Oh, hang on one second. I just heard a chime. I hope it is from my supervisor. It is. It says, Paul, for this very young company, especially one using Angie Leads, I would be more than willing to approve your request to upgrade to a custom website. Says, I'm looking forward to helping this young company grow and thrive in a digital age where just about everyone goes online looking for the services that they need. So it would actually be that custom website, okay? And that's conversion driven. It's exactly what most consumers want to see. We can put any photos that you have now. Like I said, the maintenance and updating of the website is included. So, you know, obviously we can add new photos as we send you new jobs down the line. I already did hear back about that $249, that friends and family rate, no setup fee. So it would be that exact flat rate.
So I'd pay $249 this month.
Well, as long as you keep $249
in the
correct
for 3 months or how long?
Yeah, 3 months, 6 months, 3 years, 6 years. I mean, as long as you keep the service, it would be exactly $249. It bills on a month-to-month basis. So as long as you're getting phone calls and getting jobs and you choose to keep the service, it's that exact amount. So very easy to budget for. That is one major complaint of most people using leads. Even if you've got a hard cap, sometimes they exceed it. And of course, it usually depends on how many leads you get and how much each lead costs. Now, with something like Angie's, I know from experience talking to business owners, if it's potentially a bigger job, you almost always pay more for the lead. Whether you get the job or not, you're just more likely to pay more for that lead, right? With this, though, big jobs or small, you know, it's 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it's a flat rate. It bills once a month for that exact amount. And unlike something like Angie's where, you know, you get four or five leads that don't even turn into work and then you feel kind of compelled to take that job, even if it's less than ideal, just to kind of make some money back. With this, you're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits. The calls come directly to you, so you can kind of pick and choose the jobs that are going to be most profitable for you. Now, we can focus on specific zip codes, even specific neighborhoods where you want to be found. If there are places you know you don't want to go, we don't run your ads there. So you're only getting calls from people and places that you want to service. I think you would love it.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds like I said $249. Let me see. So with this offer, let me just sort of like kind of forgot. So with this offer, do I have to keep it for 3 months or my
No, no. It's you have to keep it for 1 month. I mean, you try it out. If it works, you keep it, right? It is month to month, no contract, so completely at will. You can stop at any time, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause it if you get more work than you can take on, or if you need to go on vacation. If necessary, you can pause it seasonally, but there is no contract, whether you stop after that first month or, you know, keep it forever.
Okay, so then this is $249. So how, and then would you set it up? What would I need to send y'all? I just send y'all like information and pictures and like a description, or how would I?
So The very next step would be to schedule what we call your client interview. It's a follow-up call with one of our technicians. That's where we kind of do the deep dive. We talk about all the different services you want to be found for, everywhere you want to provide those services. We'll talk about a mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already do have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we'll create one for you with your suggestion. So we take care of all of that in a follow-up call. We ask that you email us photos. You can at that point moving forward, either upload photos yourself through your tracking system or continue to email us those photos, and we would make any updates or changes at no cost. I mean, like I said, it's straightforward pricing. Bills once a month for exactly $249.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I guess let's go ahead and set that up. And I guess we'll...
Like
I said, I haven't really messed with Angie's List, but just the...
You know, feel free to give it a try if you like. I mean, one of really three things will happen. You will either love it, or you will hate it, or more likely somewhere in between, right? It's going to be hit or miss no matter what. If you decide to keep it, there's no conflict. You might find that you don't even need it. And one thing that I've heard people say, and I'm sure you're aware, you have to try and get to that lead as soon as you get it because your competitors are getting it as well, or some of them are anyway. If it doesn't turn out to be a good lead, you know, maybe they don't even answer the phone, or maybe they yell at you for calling because they already, you know, scheduled something with somebody else. The next thing you're going to want to do is call Angie's and tell them, hey, you know, this is what happened. Try to get your money back, right? So it's a time-consuming process. I think you're going to like this a lot more because, like I said, it's just meant to get your phone ringing. When we do get your phone ringing, is this the number you want your customers to call? Is this going to be the business number and the one on your website?
Yes, this is going to be. And like I said, I have my, I mean, I have my Google page set up, and I have.
Right.
Like I said, I just set it up.
I did see that. So we would, of course, not make a duplicate. If you did not have a Google listing, we would have created one for you with you as the owner, is what I'm trying to say, with us as having managerial access. But since you already have your Google listing set up, that actually expedites the process. Right now, it's just kind of like a digital business card, right? We want to make it so people who don't even know the name of your company can find it. And then Tara never did get your last name.
Oh, it's going to be Villegas, V-I-L-L-E-G-A-S.
You said D-I-L-L?
No, V, V as in Victor.
Oh, V.
V-I-L-L-E-G.
Villegas? A-S?
Mm-hmm. Yes, V-I-L-L-E-G-A-S.
And then, let's see, is there a business email, or I mean, this is attached to your website, so it would show physically if it's a business email. If it's a personal email, it would not be listed for someone to see, but it would still be attached to that contact form. So, what is the best email address, either for you or for your business?
It's going to be my. I think it's on my Google account. Well, I can tell you right now. So it's my first name, Fernando, and then my last name, Diego, and then the number 678@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. So definitely a personal email. Like I said, we wouldn't list it physically on the website for people to see, which is totally fine. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, of course, would be to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. Again, you don't have to be in front of the computer for that particular call. You can be working or doing whatever as long as you can carry on a conversation. The other thing that I'm required to do here, Mr. Villegas, because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer and attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that you can stop at any time, that in this case we're not only waiving the setup fee, we're reducing the cost of the service and including a website for you, etc. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Before I do get to that voice verification, that initial payment of just $249, Mr. Villegas, is that going to be on a MasterCard, mm-hmm. Visa, American Express, Discover?
American Express, but I'm actually at work right now. Could I set it up maybe? It would really work better for me. Maybe like after work today would be perfect if I could set that up.
So we were doing client interviews today until 5. That would be the last available time to do that client interview. Does that work at 5?
Yeah, y'all are in California, right? So I'm in Texas, so
yeah, that's 5 your time.
Yeah, that's 5 my time. Okay.
We run 7 to 4 California time, so that last available is 3 o'clock our time, 5 your time.
Okay.
Does that work out?
Yeah, that sounds. Yeah, if you could set it up at 5, because yeah, there's just so many distractions. I'm here. You know,
yeah. No, I mean, I could set up that follow-up call at 5 o'clock for you. But I mean, if you've got a minute, it takes about 3 minutes, really 5 minutes to get through that voice verification. That way I can kind of secure the listing for your business, close out the category, stop calling through the area, and then we could schedule that follow-up call for 5 o'clock. I'm actually required to read the voice verification before I get you off the phone anyway. If you like, I can read it to you first, and if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Would that be fair?
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay. Mr. Vegas, give me just 1 second then to get that set up. Okay. Fernando, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Villegas, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Okay, S&E, Restoration.
And that's exactly how I have it. And then just to clarify, I have that as the ampersand, the symbol for the word and, not the word A-N-D spelled out.
Yeah, it's going to be the sign.
Okay, perfect. That's how I have that. And then, Fernando, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Fernando Villegas, owner.
Okay, and Mr. Villegas, as the owner of F&E Restoration, Fernando, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Good.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Fernando, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Mr. Villegas, it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign because it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you. For that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Villegas, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Like I said, we're already aware of the Andrews, and there's no conflict there. The reason that we ask is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your company. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or even more important is we'll always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that all the information is accurate. That's fair enough, right?
Okay.
We'll do what's called the NAPW audit. Stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online since customers don't come to you. And, of course, we'll be the ones to create that website. Now, we do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply and with the additional reductions that my supervisor is allowing me to include with the website, with it being month to month, Fernando, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which we will actually waive altogether here, would be charged today's date, the 16th of May, and the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. That $249, Mr. Villegas, is in fact a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is in fact an exact amount. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, the social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are included, and in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That custom website is included at no additional cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 16th of the month, and that same exact reduced rate of $249, once again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, Fernando, this is a month-to-month service. It is offered completely at will, no contract, which means you can, in fact, stop at any time. For any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause it if you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. If necessary, you can even pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we would request to prevent the charge to the next month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Villegas, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Fernando, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I agree. Okay.
And you said that was an American Express card. On that particular card, is it your name, the business name,
it's
or both?
My name.
First and last, or is there any middle initial?
Yes, the first and last.
Okay. You said it was an American Express card. That should actually start with a 3. All American Express cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Can I actually finish this off? I'm going to go, like I said. Can you call me back? I'll finish it all off at 5.
Well, I'd certainly have to call you back before 5. I can't put it on the calendar. Until it's an active account.
Or if you could call me, you couldn't.
Yeah, I can't really officially close the spot or secure the listing or schedule your follow-up call until it's an active account.
Okay, all right. Hey, let me give you the number, then I gotta go real quick. So I guess I'll see you at 5.
Okay.
So
go ahead and
5. Give me 1 second, let me get the card. Okay, it's going to be 377-471.
Yes, sir.
8195-21004.
And then the expiration month and year?
12/26.
12/2026. And then the 4 digits on the front of the card?
Six, two, five, four.
You said 6254?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so 6254. You said December or 12/2026 for the expiration date. Was the card itself 3774-718-195, and then was it 21004?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't sure if that was a 2 or a 3. Just a little bit of background noise. Does that bill at 8322 Manderley Place in Converse, 78109?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. If you've got a pen handy, though, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay. Or, you know, it's all right. I'll just give them an email. Like I said, I got to go.
Yeah, no problem. Before I do let you go, I did want to add just another layer of protection here on your account. Just a quick question and answer for your security. Anyone who calls us and tells us that they are with F&E Restoration, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you for the answer to the security question. And this is especially important, Mr. Villegas, especially in like 5-7 business days once your website is active. If you start getting phone calls from anyone claiming to be either Google or even if they say Local Splash, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. If they can't give you that information within the first couple of seconds, just politely let them go. If you ever receive phone calls from someone telling you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, simply politely let them go. Like I said, the voice verification has already been recorded. It's been attached to your account as an added form of protection so you know that it just is $249 a month. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
I'll do first pet's name.
First pet's name. And then what is the answer?
CECE, like CECE.
CECE, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. And, of course, you'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. It'll make sense when you see it. You'll also get that link by direct text message. We just want to verify that you are the authorized holder, that you authorize us to send you text messages, which we already have. And then, of course, it's going to want you to type in your first and last name. Now, it looks like that maybe the address is different on that particular card.
Go ahead, and it's actually going to be the other address. Can you go ahead and put 9151 South Chester?
9151?
Yeah, South Chester.
I'm sorry, South.
The South, and then Chester, Q-R-E-S-A, 78223.
That's still in Congress, though, right?
Okay. Yeah, kind of.
All right. Let me just make sure. All right. And then, like I said, you'll receive that confirmation email through our automated system. You'll also receive that additional email. You'll get a couple of emails. Our technician can walk you through it, though, at 5 o'clock. You're also, it only happens when it's an AVS mismatch or an address mismatch. There's going to be a pending charge of $249, but it's going to drop off at the end of the day. It's just a weird billing system that banks have because it was a mismatch. You'll actually see it as a pending transaction, but just rest assured it only billed once for $249. That other charge will drop off before the end of the day. We'll give you a call in that 5 o'clock hour and have our technician walk you through any questions that you have. If I'm in between phone calls when our technician's ready to call you, I'll be on the beginning part of that call just to introduce you to your technician and answer any questions you might have. You'll get at 4 a reminder email that the call is at 5, and I'll send you a calendar invite as well in the next couple of minutes here. I appreciate your time, and I really do appreciate the opportunity to get this going for you. Really excited to get that website, get your phone ringing, and, of course, just earning your business 1 month at a time. Mr. Villegas, I appreciate you. Hopefully, I am able to say a quick hello to you when our technician calls you at 5.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, too, sir. Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye now.